With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. An adolescent recovery and wellness center once planned for Oneida County is now being built in Boulder, Wisconsin. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
For years, the Great Lakes Intertribal Council has been trying to build a recovery and wellness center geared toward Native American teens that would provide culturally relevant services for substance abuse treatment. The 36-bed residential facility would prioritize Native Americans, but would be open to non-Native teens as well. In August 2023, GLITSI, tribal leaders, and the governor gathered at the once future site of the facility in Cashin for a ground blessing. But there were objections to the facility by the town and some neighbors. The Oneida County Board initially denied the permit for GLITSI to build before it was overturned by the Board of Adjustments. Then the town of Cashin sued the BOA in an ongoing court case. GLITSI CEO Brian Bainbridge believes the purpose of the facility was lost on people.
You know, the purpose was to save our kids, to save our families, and to brighten our future, not only in our tribal communities.
Bainbridge says because of funding timelines, they needed to move forward with a backup location. The facility will be built as planned, but now in Boulder on the Stockbridge-Munsee Reservation. Bainbridge says the site is being prepped to start pouring concrete now. He estimates it will be about a year before it's ready.
You know, I see it in our own communities. You know, I was a tribal leader in my community up in Red Cliff since 2011. I decided not to run. So this past year, so I sat on our tribal government in many capacities and watched our people suffer and been around the area and watched people suffer and continue to do that. So that's what gives us all that drive to make sure this gets done.
GLITSI still owns the nearly 300 acres in Cashin. Bainbridge says it hasn't been decided what they'll do with the property. According to online court records, an oral ruling is scheduled for September 30th in the case of the town of Cashin versus the Oneida County Board of Adjustment. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A police officer saved a homeowner from a fire in Lactiff-Lambeau. The call for help came into the Vilas County Dispatch Center at 6:46 Monday night for a fire on Peace Pipe Road in Lactiff-Lambeau. The caller was the homeowner who said they had fallen in the kitchen. A Lactiff-Lambeau tribal police officer was able to find the homeowner and get them out of the building. The homeowner needed to be taken to a hospital for smoke inhalation. A cat and dog were also rescued. Flames were visible from the back of the residence when help arrived and smoke filled the building. However, the town of Lactiff-Lambeau Fire Department was able to keep the residence from becoming fully engulfed. It's not known yet if the home will be a partial or total loss. Several other agencies also helped at the scene. A missing Ironwood area man has been found dead. The Gogebic County Sheriff's Office says 91-year-old Frank Wilson suffered from dementia. He had been missing since last week when he drove off in the family vehicle. Search efforts had not been able to locate him. Then Wilson's vehicle was found parked along the road in Morse, Wisconsin, which is in Ashland County. Late Sunday evening, the Ashland County Sheriff's Office search team and K-9 located Wilson deceased about 2 miles from where his vehicle was discovered. Students at North Central Technical College will get help from an AI tutoring platform this school year. LearnWise will provide students with help studying, practice tests, and more. Program leaders say the AI tutor is built on 3 main pillars: equity and accessibility, faculty insight, and building student confidence. Reggie Smith, AI project manager at North Central Technical College.
It's a 24/7 tool that they can use to help strengthen their knowledge and to get deeper into understanding of the content.
Educators can also access the AI tutor to help them better understand what students are struggling with.
The faculty are going to be able to see the insights and the trends and the questions that and the conversations that students are having so that they can better support those students in their learning journey.
LearnWise will use information and sources straight from the class instead of pulling from the web like other AI platforms do.
The benefit of this platform is it's truly a tutoring tool. It's not meant to just give the answers to the students.
The program is in place for the fall semester at North Central Technical College. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Climate change is fueling conditions across several states that make watching the corn grow a nail-biter for farmers. Factors like consistently high summer overnight temperatures and heavier than usual rains at the wrong time can all disrupt the plant's pollination, making each full ear of corn less of a guarantee and more of a gamble. Corn growers got lucky overall this year with some late season weather that contributed to what is now predicted to be a record bumper crop. But for farmers and experts alike, climate change is intensifying the waiting game during a critical time of year between planting and harvest. Michigan State University researchers say they've created new technology that can cut food and water safety testing time from days to just hours. Crystal Blair explains.
The team is developing magnetic particles that latch onto bacteria in food and water so they can be quickly identified. It's considered a breakthrough for Michigan, which has more than 14,000 contaminated water sites still awaiting cleanup. MSU engineering professor Evangeline Alasoha led the research. She explains instead of sending water samples to a lab, new tests can be performed on site, greatly speeding up the process.
It's a game changer, right? Because now you can make decisions as to whether the food is safe to process or safe to eat, safe to send to the market, or water is safe to drink.
Alasoha points out that the new test can detect bacteria like Salmonella or E. coli in as little as 2 to 4 hours, giving communities a chance to act fast before people get sick. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.